It's 7:24. We have sunny skies, 67 degrees on a fine June morning. Sitting in with us now in studio is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Flag Day.
It is Flag Day today. Is today Flag Day?
Yeah, it's 14th, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that. We have our flag out. Terry and I have the flag out front of our house, so there you have it. I have to get one out here at the station.
So
let's talk about some of the
I didn't mean to kill the whole conversation.
Yeah, well, happy Flag Day to you, man. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on right now in Rice County in the courts. Let's start off with a case that's going to be sentencing today. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah, we've got a sentencing this afternoon for Brandon Delvo. Mm-hmm. Mr. Delvo was the guy who was driving a Lincoln Navigator on Highway 19. He had a blood alcohol level of about 0.27 and ran into a Volkswagen coming the other way on Highway 19. Two young women were in the car. The driver, Casey Merciel, was 29 years old, had just graduated from law school, was going to or just started a job as a young public defender in Iowa. She was supposed to get married this weekend. Mm. She was killed, and her passenger was injured, had some broken bones and some other injuries. Mr. Delvo pled guilty to the criminal vehicular homicide and the criminal vehicular injury for the passenger, and we're expecting him to be sentenced today to serve 48 months in prison.
48 months. Wow. You know, if memory serves, they were on their way back from a concert or something?
Right. They had been at a Bruno Mars concert. Mm-hmm. in the metro. They lived in Iowa. They were driving to Lonsdale to stay at the passenger's sister's house. So just kind of an ordinary night for them. Off having some fun and some guy who's completely blitzed coming the other way in a great big truck.
Wow.
Killed him.
Boy, at 0.27, that is, 3.5 times the legal limit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Man. So. In 48 months. It seems like a light sentence.
Yeah, and that's one of the frustrations I think a lot of people have with those cases, those mm-hmm. criminal vehicular homicide cases, is that the guidelines for someone who's never committed a felony before are 48 months. So it's not like we gave him a plea deal. We're not doing anything special for him. This is what we would get. You know, this is likely what we would have gotten by going to trial. If we'd gone to trial, we would have probably argued for a higher than guideline sentence and looked at making them consecutive sentences, so that might have added another year or two to the time that he serves in prison. But instead of going to trial, he decided to plead guilty and not risk the extra time. And so that's really where we are with it. It is one of those cases where most people react badly to those sentences, and then when it's not alcohol, but gross negligence, people react and say, well, gosh, you shouldn't go to prison. You were just not careful enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of the things that we struggle with a lot.
And the legislature had some items on their slate this past spring about that as well. It was more distracted driving. And that was, did they end up doing anything with that?
They didn't, nothing happened with that, but that was the criminal vehicular homicide. That's one of those things that's, try to say that one three mm-hmm. times fast. But criminal vehicular homicide was part of that, and one of the things they looked at changing, because currently it's, you have to be under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or you have to be grossly negligent. And grossly negligent means driving without even scant care. So we've had a couple of those cases where the person wasn't under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but they were driving just not at all carefully. And what the legislature proposed with their hands-free legislation was to say that if you are driving and using a cell phone and not using a hands-free feature, that would be the same as being grossly negligent. And so that would be a criminal act if you caused a death and using your cell phone and handheld. That didn't make it out of the legislature this year. I'm sure it'll come back up next year and in future years. I'm sure we'll see more argument and bills supporting that hands-free legislation.
Were there people, legislators, against that? What was the... it seems like that would be a no-brainer. Because there is... We do have a lot of... circumstantial evidence. People do this all the time. We see people do it while we're driving just about every day. Somebody's got their phone up to their ear driving, and you wonder, do they see me? Do they know I'm coming? The legislature didn't seem to have much of an appetite for that this year.
And I couldn't tell you. I wasn't up in St. Paul seeing what the legislators were doing with that hands-free bill. I heard about it through the County Attorneys Association and followed it that way. But I couldn't tell you where the opposition was on it, but I know that's what what happened ultimately was nothing changed in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a change that I think at some point, the people who advocate for it are going to keep advocating for it.
Sure.
Someone changes their minds.
Yeah, I would think so. That is, we've all seen it, and it's not something that we would like to see. It seems like the public education process hasn't helped it as much as we would like. People still do it all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's talk about, you have another case that's coming up next month that involves some college students, or former college, one-time college students anyway.
Yeah, I believe they've mostly graduated at this point, but these were Carleton students who had a party, a social club where they met and had a whole bunch of drinks. And at the end of the night, or first part of the morning, there was an allegation that a young man had raped one of the young women who was not in a position to say no. And that's a case that's been hanging on, going through the system for a while, and we're set for trial on that in about middle of July. So we're going to have to see what happens with that. But our office has been pursuing that case.
That has been a couple of years now, hasn't it?
I think it was probably about I think it was just over a year ago that we found out about it.
Okay,
so, it hasn't been taking an abnormally long time, but.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of witnesses who are all over the world at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. That certainly would slow some things up. Once again, Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us right now. Is there anything else going on you'd like to mention?
Treatment court.
Okay.
Our drug court. We had a graduation from drug court last week. I think that's number 15.
Mm-hmm.
We got one scheduled for next week, so that's 16 people who have made it through the drug court treatment court system, which... Again, I think that's one of those things that we have to attribute a lot to Judge Neville, Tom Neville, Senator Neville, who was a real driving force in getting the drug court created. He did that before I was elected as county attorney and really loved his time on that on the drug court, and was a tremendous, I think, mentor to the people in drug court. And certainly without his leadership and without his holding the thing together and expanding some of the criteria that we had initially, we wouldn't have gotten where we are. We're revisiting the criteria again and making some of the changes that Judge Neville had argued for, and we'll be expanding our criteria probably next month. We'll have a meeting that moves the whole thing forward again so that we can help more people. We can reduce incarceration costs. We can reduce a lot of the attendant problems with chemical dependency issues, and really make the treatment court kind of fulfill its promise. But 16 people graduating from the drug court in just a couple of years is, I think, a tremendous testament to how well the program has worked. And those are people that used to be repeat customers, and we're seeing a lot less of them, which is good for them and good for us.
Yeah, that's definitely a success story, no doubt about it. All right, John, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Have a good day.
Yeah, you do the same. We'll see you next week. Flag Day today or next month, maybe we can get you on 4th of July or something.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure, everyone's listening on 4th of July.
All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
John Fossum, once again, Rice County Attorney.